Episode 3253, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous end to your week. Guess what? It's Friday. And that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mom. And you know what? I got to tell you, confession day. So I'm going to tell you, I'm not really that upset. Why? Because it's the holidays. Christmas is 3 days away. That means you have 3 more sleeps. And if you're counting, that means Santa Claus coming sooner. So you ready? All right, come on. 3 days, 'twas the night before Christmas. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. So I got to tell you, I am so excited about Christmas. I really don't know why, because we're kind of all over the place. Not as in I'm scattered, but my children are all scattered. And so we kind of have Christmas literally like every other day. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be different. And I'm just embracing the moment. And I think sometimes that's what happens to us when we look at trying to make it perfect. Whatever perfect is for you. That doesn't mean that you have all the decorations up, because I have so failed in that department. It doesn't mean that you've got the turkey and the ham and everything done just right with the 5 sides and the extra cinnamon apples or whatever it is for you, right? But in your head, what is perfect? And a lot of times we set our expectations only to fail because we don't meet them. And it's not because of what everybody else does, but it's because of what we see within ourselves. And so today I thought it would be something different and unique. And I actually wrote something specific, and you might want to share this with your kiddos. You don't have to share this part of it, but you can kind of just fast forward to it and then let them listen to this part. Whether they're young or old, I think they'll appreciate this, and I hope it touches your heart. And I really pray that you will focus this season on making memories, something that will last. Creating those experiences, hitting as many of the 5 senses that you can. Leave the arguing for another day. Stop fussing at each other. Put it all away, because today, 'twas the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, a magical time when memories are made, slow, lovely, sublime. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, dreaming of wonders that danced in their heads. With love in their hearts and joy in their eyes, parents sought ways to make Christmas arise. They gathered round the fire flickering so bright to plan a special day filled with pure delight. From on the first list, a trip to the snow, building snowmen together, watching them grow. With laughter and giggles, they sculpted each face, creating a family masterpiece with grace. Next came the baking, the sweet scent in the air, making cookies and treats for all to share. Little hands mixing dough, flouring their noses, creating deliciousness as the kitchen door closes. A horse-drawn sleigh through a winter wonderland, with jingling of bells, they glided hand in hand. The children's faces glowing, cheeks turning pink. In this picturesque scene, they found joy in a blink. Together they decorated the grand Christmas tree, stringing lights and ornaments so beautifully. Each bauble held a story, memories from the past, a tree bursting with love, a symbol that'll last. A family movie night, cuddled up real close, watching classics and new tales to engross. The children's laughter echoed, filling the room, creating treasured moments that never will gloom. And as the night grew late, they read stories of old, of Santa and his reindeer, brave and bold. Imagination soared, minds drifted away, to dream of magical sleighs pulled by a reindeer astray. Finally, by the hearth, stockings were laid, with hopes and wishes ready to be displayed. The children's eyes twinkled, seeing Christmas unfold. In their hearts, the memories worth much more than gold. The magic of Christmas, oh so divine, is not just in toys or gifts on a line. It's found in love, togetherness so bright, and joyful festivities all through the night. With cherished moments, memories shall sow. Like seeds in a garden, they'll forever grow. To celebrate Christmas, let the spirit be shown. For these memories cherished, forever known. I pray that your family has a blessed Merry Christmas. And from my family to yours, Mele Kalikimaka. Have a beautiful holiday season. Enjoy your weekend. Hug your kiddos. And most importantly, know the true reason for this season. Many blessings. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. And Merry Christmas.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.